Friends, this year should be a schus from our Sinemary Baschana for Shlema and for Chayalei Tzahal. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, for those who build that Elvashel, she Israel, and Echnosim, Lobat the Knesses, and Lobat the Midrashos. For Onim Yehishmea Godel, Mivorach, Hakadush Baruch, Menanea Rosh of Yomer, Ashre, Amel, Shemakalsen, Osa, Veso Kach, Malo Lav, Shiklas Bonav, Voilehem Labonim, Shagolu, Meal Shulchon of Vihem. When the Jewish people enter the shuls and the Batei Medrash, and they say Yehishmea Gadol, says the Bas Kol to Rabbi Yossi, and they say Yehishmea Gadol Mevorach, Kadosh Baruch Hu nods his head, and he says, fortunate is the king that they praise him in his house like this. Woe unto a father whose children went into Gullus. What is a father to do when his children went into Gullus? And woe unto the children that went into Gullus from the table of their fathers, Shegalu Me'al Shulchan Aviyam, they went into the gullus from their father's table, from their father's home. Rashi writes, Ashrei HaMelech, fortune is the king, Shemekalsen Os Bevesokach. Ashrei calls Manche Al Kilo Zeh Besocha Beis HaMikdash, fortunate how strengthened is the king that in his house, as long as he had his house, his Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish people would praise him. So Lefi Peshuto would seem that Rashi says that this Kilos, this praise of Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mevorach, was in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash they would daven all their tefillos, like it says in Sukkah, Dafnim Gimel Amin Aleph, Tani Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Kshayu Smechim B'Simchas Beis HaShoev Lorinu Shena Beineinu. When we were enjoying the Simchas Beis HaShoev, we didn't sleep. Ketzad, Shah Rishon HaTamad Shal Shachar, Misham LaTefila, Misham HaKorban Musaf, Misham LaTefilas Musafin, Misham LaTefilas Mincha, etc. So, we would, first was Tamad Shal Shachar, then davening, then Korban Musaf, then Tefilas Musaf, and Tfilas Minchos. You see, they were davening in the Beis HaMikdash. And so too it seems in the Rambam, there's an Inyan L'Chatchila to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. He says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Essay Hey, that it says, Avdei will be Mikdosho, Lelechas Sham L'Spalol Bo V'Negdo, to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Inyan to daven in the Beis HaMikdash. It says in Yeshayan and Vav Zayin, Ki Beisi Beis Tfilah Yekarei L'Chol HaAmim. So the Beis HaMikdash is called a Beis Tfilah. So if so, so it's mistabir to say that they would daven their betzibur, and memela that when they would say kaddish, they would say yehi shmei rabba mevorach, yehi shmei gadol mevorach. So where would that be? That would be in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ashrei amel shemakalsen also beveso kach. And Rashi says Beveis HaMikdash, because that's what they would daven. But we have to understand Bishlam Tefila B'Makom HaMikdash is a special inyan, because that's the Shara Shemaim, like we found by Yankov Avinu in Parashas Vayetze. Ein Zekim Beis Elokim is the Shara Shemaim. Rashi writes Makom Tefila Lados Tefilas HaMashemaimo. And but this Amiras Kilos V'Shevach of Yehi Shmei Rabba Mivorach, what does it matter whether it's said in the Beis HaMikdash or anywhere? Where is there a special Naila to say divrei shevach v'kilos? So if it's tefillah, if it's bakoshas, v'zeh shara shemayim, this is where our tefillahs go up, the ikar of tefillahs bakosha. But where is there an inyan that this shevach, this kilos, not a tefillah, but this praise of yehei shmei agadol mevor, yehei shmei agadol mevorach, yehei shmei rabba mevorach, should be said dafka in the Beis HaMikdash? So maybe we can say Adavra Chadish. It says in the Gemara, Yuman Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis in the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol would say Vidue and Yom Kippur, and the Jewish people would answer him Baruch Shein Kvod Machusa Le'olam Vod, like it says in the Yuma Samach Vav Amid Aleph Ve'akohanim Vam Omdim Ba'azara, when they would hear the Shema Mefurish Yotzim Yipi HaKohen Gadol HaYukorim U'mishtachavim V'noflim Alpineyem. And what would they say? Baruch Shein Kvod Machusa Le'olam Vod. And look there in Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, in the Mishnah Lagabi Gorolos of the Shnei Asirim, it says, Nosna Shnei Asirim V'omel Hashem Chatos. And they would say, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Alolam Vod. Rashi says, because he was masking the shame. And look at the Rambam, in the 14th parak of Mesiyas Kapayim Aloha Tes, V'omer Es Hashem Kiksov, Avu Hashem, Haneg HaMiyud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, and that's the Shem HaMafurish. And in the Medina, they say Aleph Dalet, because you don't say Hashem Kiksov, unless you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So when they heard, like the Rambam says in the Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Zayin, Perek Beis, that when the Kohanim and their nation heard the Shem HaMefurish go out of the mouth of Kohen Gadol, they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLolam Vod. So we see from all these sources that Dafka in the Mikdash they would say the Shem HaMefurish, in the Medina they wouldn't say the Shem HaMefurish, but the, outside the Beis HaMikdash, but Dafka in the Mikdash they would say the Shem HaMefurish, like it says in the Gemara Pesachim Adaf Nun, that in this world Hashem is one. Why not? Why in this? In the next world, on that day, at the end of days, Hashem's name is going to be one. In this world, he's not one. The answer is, this world's not like the next world. In this world, we say Yudke Vavke. It's written Yudke Vavke, and we say Adon Akol, Adon. And in the next world, we're also going to read a Yudke Vavke, but in this world, we have to say Aleph Dalet. But when you hear this Shema, so it's only the Beis HaMikdash, that you say Yudke Vavke. So we see that when a person hears the Shema Mefurish in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. Like we see in Yom HaLamed Zayin, when it says in the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol be Maskir, the Shema Mefurish, they would answer Baruch Shem. And in that the Gemara says, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ki Shem HaShem Ekor HaVu Godel Elokeinu. So Moshe said to the Jewish people, when I'm Maskir, Shema Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you be give Godel Elokeinu, you give greatness to Hashem. When I say Shem HaShem, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. We also have the Targum, Yerushalmi, Liberatius. It says in Psachim, Amr, Shim ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov, Zabanov, Yomer, Yasuv, Vigilachem, Bikesh Yaakov, Legal, Zabanov, Ketzimid. He wanted to tell, gather his kids around and tell them the end of days. The Shekhinah left him, and he said, Chas Vishal, maybe there's a Psul in my Zera. And his kids said, no, we're Shema Yisrael, Shem Lakhen, or Shem Achad. Just like you have in your heart one, we have in our hearts one. And Be'awas Hashah, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusai, Le'oilam Void. The Marisha says, what's pshat? Ki Yaakov Amar Kishisham Shiyabana Maskir and Shem Shemayim. When they said Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when they said the Shem HaMefurish, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. Like it says, Kishem Hashem Echad. When you call the name of Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, give him greatness. When you hear the Shem HaMefurish, you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. So the Bnei Yaakov said Shema Yisrael Hashem. They said the Shem HaMefurish, and Yaakov Avinu answered like you would in the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. In the Targum Yerushalmi, after he brings the whole ma'is of Yaakov Avinu Ubanov, he writes, Inyan Shrei Asartei Shiftoi Di Yaakov Kulon Kechad Avamim Shema Minim Shema Minon Yisrael Avunon Hashem Alaken Hashem Chodon Yaakov Vunim Veyomar Yehei Shmei Rav Mevorach Lo'olam Lo'olmei Olmin. So they said Shema to their father, and their father said Yehei Shmei Rav Mevorach. Parshas Veschanan, it says Shema Yisrael. The Targum Yerushalmi brings this Maisa, and it says that Yaakov answered, Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach Lolam. So we see Lefi Pshuto, there's not a machlokas between the Targum and our Gemara with respect to what Yaakov said. The Targum brings the Maisa in Aramaic. So that means that in Hebrew it's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. And in Aramaic it's Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach Lolam Olmei Olmaya. But it's the same inyan that God's name should be great. V'hu Davar Chodosh. But that's the idea, that when it says that Yaakov's son said Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod, the Targum has it as Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach. So it's really one and the same. So based on this, we can explain our Gemara here, that the Jewish people go into the Beis Knesios and Batei Midrashos, and they say Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevorach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, and he says, fortunate is the king that they praise him in his house like this. Rashi writes that when this was the kilos, when this praise was said in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not pshat when they would say this in their tefillah, Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach. Pshat is something that they could only say in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the Shem HaMefurish. And when they would say the Shem HaMefurish, what's the answer? What do you answer when you hear the Shem HaMefurish? You answer, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod. Or, Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach Lo'olamai. It's the same inyan. That's the Shevach and the Kilus. In other words, the king is, it's not pshat that this is something that they say in the Beis HaMikdash. You can say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod, and you could say Yehi Shmei Rabo Mevorach Lo'olam Omel, Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevorach anywhere. You could say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus HaLeolam Vod anywhere. The only thing is, in the Beis HaMikdash, when it was said after the Azkara Shem HaMefurish, then it was very special, because that you don't have outside the Beis HaMikdash. So we asked before, what's this special inyan of the Beis HaMikdash with respect to the Kilus of and the answer is that it's what the Jewish people would say when they would hear the Shema Mefurish, and that's Meyucha to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have that, especially to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, and to say the Shevach. In Tosis, he says, the Oni Yeheshmei Agodim Mavorach, Mikan Yesh Listo, Mashapirish Mamachsus Vitri, Yeheshmei Rabbish, Zutfil Shalom Spal, Shimali Shmo, Kilsi Kishiyada Keska, Shlayeshmo Shalom Kitishalom, Machimachosar Shalom Malaka Purushokach, Yeheshmei, Shame, Yud, and then a Hey, Rabba, Kolomar, Shalom Spal, Sheshmei Agodim Shalom, Mavorach Lolom, Mahavi Tfilah Heres, Kolomar, Mavorach Lolom Haba. God's name should be great, it should be full, his name should be complete, the name of Amalek should be erased, and then his name should be blessed, l'olam haba. V'zeh lo nira, says Tosfos, midikom rohochi yesh me'agodol mevorach, mash me'de tefila achas, yivein arotzi lomish yesh me'agodol shalem, eli yesh me'agodol mevorach. In other words, Tosfos says that according to the Machzor Vitri, pshat in yesh me'i rabba mevorach is yesh me'i rabba, God's name should be great, it should be Shalem. God's name is in Shalem until the Kisa, until Amalek is erased, Kiel al Kes Ka, Yudim and Ahei. It's not Shalem, it's only half a name. And then, Mivorach, Le'olam, means Le'olam Haba, that's a different tefillah. But from our Gemara, you also see now like that, Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mivorach, it sounds like it's all one tefillah, and not two separate tefillahs. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. We can add that lechora mi divrei Targum Yerushalmi. It also seems not like the Machzor Vitri, but rather like Tosfos, that it's a tefillah achat. Because if you say like we're saying, what's Yeheshmei Agodim Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach? That's the Targum of Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Olam Vod. Blessed is name of the glorious kingdom forever. Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach. His great name should be blessed. It's really the same thing. So just like Baruch Shein Kvod Machusol Olam Vod is one tefillah, so Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach is one tefillah. However, from the Sefer Zohar and Parshas Mishpatim, it's mashma a little bit like the Machzor Vitri. It says there, "V'shma do v'shlim tohu shma ilo raver v'kadma nofil ve'aldo anan mamadlon u'makatshon v'tikinesios al shma do t'yisbini kama dehovo ve'amri yisgadal v'yisgadal shishmei rabo omein yehei shmei rabo mevarech man shmei rabo hahu kadma dekolo begin the les le binyana ela behadein." It says similarly in Parshas Truma, Vadai iu shmo agadol, begin the is shmei the lav iu kokach gadol kahai. Da iu shmei rabba, omen yehe shmei rabba mevorach, the ka de hai shmo is takin, kolo iu bishlimu. So it's mashma the pashas in the Zohar, that we say, yisgadol v'yisgada shmei rabba, and yehe shmei rabba mevorach, is because there's a chisorin in the shame, and it's not shalem, and this tefillah is coming that the shame should become shalem. Man shmei rabba hu kadma dekolo dekula. Begin the les lebinyan ela b'hadein. That it's, this name is, we're going back to the earlier name, hu kadma. Because right now the name isn't complete. And we're davening that the name should be complete. Al shma dad yizbani kama dehabe, it should be built like it once was. Because Shema Elah Rabbah V'Kadma Nofer, the earlier shame was fell, and we want the name to be full. And also in Parshas Truma, V'Ada V'Da'iu Shmo Gadol, God's name is great. Begin to Is Shmei D'Laviu Kokach Gadol Kai. There's a name that isn't so great, but his name should be great. Meaning there's a name that isn't Shalem, and we're davening Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach that the name should become Shalem. So that sounds more like the Machzor Vitri. That Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach is that God's name should be great, God's name should become Shalem. And then Mevorach L'Olam, we can say it's going on L'Olam Haba. And Taka, the Chidah and his Hagos, Netzutze Oris, Elazor, and Parashat Shuma writes, Bein Avira de Smach Tzas L'Perish Machzor Vitri, Shedachu Atosis Reish Brachos, Achena Perish Kedpir Shabbeinu Simcha, V'tisyashe of Kushis Atos, Rabbeinu Simcha, in the Machzor Vitri says, that Yehei Shmei Rabba is a bakasha, that the name of Yud Kei, which is Chaser, should be great like it was originally, Yud Kei Vovke, the complete name. Tosus asks from our Gemara, Tzmash Mi Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, Yehei Shmei Agodol Mevorach, is one tefillah, not like Rabbeinu Simcha, but according to the Zohar, you can say that it is a tefillah, it's a tefillah in and of itself. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, Yehei Shmei Rabba, that we're asking that God's name should become great again. It should become big. So this Zohar sounds more like the Machzor Vitri. Even though the Zohar doesn't say that La'olam is a tefillah cheres, but the Amen Yehi Shmei Rav Mevorach, that would be that God's name should be great, God's name should be complete. However, maybe we can explain a little bit differently. Maybe that's the kavanah of the Zohar. We have to understand why the Jewish people say this tefillah of Kaddish, Yisgadav, Yisgadav, Shmei Rabbi, Yehi Shmei Rabbo, on a person who died lo aleinu. So it's a very nice tefillah, it's a Shemach Godol, but there are many nice tefillahs. So why dafka this tefillah for dead people? If you look in the Zohar, you see the tremendous schus of saying the Zohar Chodosh, Parshas Achreimos, Daf Memtes. There's a Maisa with a Chacham. They were judging a Rosh at B'Gehenim, B'Yisurim, Kashim, V'Gedolim. And he had a Ben Katan. He was also a Rosh. And a Chacham came to the son, and he gave him a Rebbe, and he taught him Torah, he taught him to read Af Torah, he taught him to daven. He became a Rav. And then the father came in a dream. And he said that when my son says the Af Torah, I'm saved from my din. When he davens, and when he says Kaddish, they completely ripped up the Gzar din. And then when my son became the Tzvik Talmud Chacham, so I had a chelik in Gan Eden, and I was with the tzaddikim. So you see the Ma'ala of Kaddish and what it can do for a parent. But there is definitely more to say. We have to understand better the shaychus between Kaddish and the dead people. We say in the Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei, Nekadesh Shemcha Ba'olam, Keshem Shemakdishim Osu B'Shmei Morim Kasukosuf. So first we say Lashon Nocheach, Nekadesh Shemcha Ba'olam, direct. And then we say Lashon Nista, Keshem Shemakdishim Osu. So we have to understand why we're Mishanim at Chilasav Atzofo, just like they praise him, him, Mamarim. We start talking directly and then we speak in the third person. So what's the pshat? So there are two inyanim in Amiras Shir V'Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are the two inyanim? We say Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. The Abu Draham explains Ata Kadosh Al Shem V'Akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka V'Shimcha Kadosh V'Kadosh Shmoy. We have a pasuk in Yeshaya, Rakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzdaka, Hei Tezayin. And we have a pasuk in Yeshaya and in Zayin Tezvav, V'Kadosh Shmo. So HaKoponim, we see from this that there are two inyanim. You're holy, and your name is holy. And we also have the pasuk we quoted earlier, Bayomahu, Yashem Echad, God will be one, Ushmo Echad, and His name will be one. So we have to know, L'gabei Shiras V'Kadushas HaMalachim, is there a shira in the Kedusha and Kedusha legabe the Ata Kadosh or legabe B'Shimcha Kadosh? So we see this in Yod and the Birchas Yotze. We say in Shachris, we're talking about the shira of the Malachim, and we say V'Kulam Poischem Espiem U'Varachem Shachrim Farim Maritzim Makdishim Mamlichim Es Shem Hakel HaMelech HaGadol Yerob Merah Kadosh Hu. Abu Draham writes, it's Melashon Akra, as it says in Tehillim, Yodu Shimcha Godol V'Noira Kadosh Hu. So you see that the Malachim are Makdishim the Shem Kel HaMelech HaGodol. Also in the Nisach of Kedushan and Shabbos in Musaf, Na'ari Tzchov V'Nakdishcha Kesod Tziach Sarfei Kodesh HaMakdishim Shimcha V'HaKodesh Nachamol. They're Makadish the Shem. So the Gemara in Pesachim says, "Zeh shmi le'olam, v'zeh zichri l'dor v'dor." Hashem says, "Not like I'm written, I'm read, I'm written, yud and then a hey, and I'm read, aleph and then a dalet." So there's a way God's name is hidden. He's written yud and then a hey, but it's not said that way. The zichri is different. Aleph and a dalet. Is he not allowed to say the shem ha'mefurish? Now this iser of saying the shem ha'mefurish was said in the Torah that was given to people. The malachim, the davar pashut, they don't have this iser. And the Maharsha says that the sons of Yaakov Avinu also said the shem ha'mefurish. It was before Matan Torah, before the iser. So malachi asharis also don't have the iser of saying the shem ha'mefurish. So according to this, we can say the nusach we say in Seder HaKadusha, like it says in the Gemara Pesachim, that it says Be'om we Hashem Echad Ishmo Echad, that Lasid Lavo, it's going to be the Isser of Haskara Shem HaMefurish is going to end. In other words, in this world we say Aleph Dalet and it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and in the next world we're going to be able to read the Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's written. That's what we're davening for. Nekadesh Shimcha Be'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Maro. The Bakosha that we're Zoche on that day, we're asking for that. We want to get to that day already where we can say the Shem Hashem, we can say the Shem HaMefurish. Nekadesh Shimcha Be'olam Kishem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Maro. Just like they praise Him in heaven. And this Oso is not talking about Hashem. It's talking about the Shem. Nekadesh Shimcha Be'olam, we want to praise Your name in this world. We want the Asid Lava to come very soon. Kishem Shemakdishim Oso, just like the Malachim are Mekadesh Your name Oso, Bishmei Marom. They say the Shem HaMefurish. We also want to say the Shem HaMefurish. We want to get to that day where we could say Yudke Vovke. Rav Kook has a poem. That's his taiva. His taiva is to say mamish, to be hoges Hashem b'os Yosef, to praise Hashem like the malachim do in Shemayim, with Shem HaMefurish, like they did in the Beis Hamikdash. It's also interesting that we see these are things people don't really think about much or talk about, but it's mamish ma'isim shebuchol yom. There's another mashmos to Amir Sekedusha. We say Kedusha Samach lebrichas mechayim esa, and before the bracha of Ata Kadosh. What's the pshat? It should have been a hosaf lebrichas Ata Kadosh. But before we even say Ata Kadosh in the Sechsvar and the Sechashkaz, whatever it is, before we get to the act of Kadosh, we're already saying Kedusha. Why is that? So it could be that it was put after the bracha of Mechayim Meisim, because it's really connected to Mechayim Meisim. Because when are we going to say the Shem HaMefurish, Lasid Lavo? When's Lasid Lavo going to be? When there's Tchias HaMeisim. Like we see in the Gemara, and in Chelek, and Daf Tzadi, that Olam Haba is Tchias HaMeisim. And when the Gemara says in Pesachim that not like this world is the next world in Olam Hazeh, we say Adon Aleph Dalet and then a Yud. In the next world, we're going to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. That means Olam Haba. That means Tchias HaMeisim. So that's why we're davening Baruch Atah Hashem Chai HaMeisim, and then we say Nekadesh Shishimcha Boilam Kishem Shemakdishim Oso. We want there to be Tchias HaMeisim already, so we could say the Shem HaMefurish. So we can have more clarity on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of saying the Shema Mefurish. That's the real name, that's the real closeness. So Mamela, even though it's an Indian of Kedusha, so, but that's not part of the third bracha, it comes before the Atah Kadosh, because it has to be a Hemshech to Tchiyas HaMeisim. After Tchiyas HaMeisim, we say it, we want to say the Shema, we want to say the Shema Mefurish. You want there to be lasid love already. And that also explains why we say it for the Nifter. Because it's an amun, it's a bitui of amun in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Someone died, and then after this person died, we're saying, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorech Lolam Omel Mai, God's name is one day going to be great. What does that mean? We're going to say God's whole name. That God's name one day is going to be complete. We're going to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's our tefillah. Our tefillah is of Kaddish that relates to the Nifter, that we one day hope this person comes back to life. And at that time, God's name will be great. So it could be that that's what the Zohar meant, the Zohar that we quoted before. It could be that's not what he meant. But either way, that's a possible pshat in our Kaddish of saying Yehi Shmei Rabbo Mevorach, that God's name should be said properly, that he'll be blessed properly like he was in the Beis HaMikdash. And then in the Beis HaMikdash they said, when they heard the Shema Mefurish, they said Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Le'olam Vod, which is really in Hebrew a translation of Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarech. That's what they said when they heard the Shema Mefurish. And that's also what we hope for, that one day we are also going to hear the Shema Mefurish even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. God's name will be said as it's written, and then we'll be able to answer Yehei Shmei Rabbo Mevorach, that this great name is blessed. This is the real name. This is the Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Le'olam Vod. This is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is what was in the Beis HaMikdash. That's our tefillah. That the God's name should be restored to that, to its former glory of saying Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'll go upon him. This is some insight into the sugya and the Tosis and Brachas. And Daf Gimel. Why Dafka we say this, the Shevach in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the right place. That's where they would say this Shevach. That's where the Shem HaMefurish was said. Which is really Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, and our hope that when we say this in Kedusha, in Kaddish, in Kedusha, that one day it will be said again in Kaddish Yishimcha Ba'olam. We want to say in our world, just like Makdishim also B'Shmei Marim, just like they praise the Yudke Vovke, they say the name God's name properly in Shemayim. That's in Kedusha and in Kaddish Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. We want one day's God's name is going to be again this great name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem Lilmod L'Lamed Lishma V'Lasus V'Lekaimus Kol Divrei Sama Torosu V'Yahava. And hey, we should be Zochem very soon to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.